أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سلهم أيهم بذلك زعيم أم لهم شركاء فليأتوا بشركائهم إن كانوا صادقين. In the previous ayats we read where Allah Ta'ala explained that the kuffar of Mecca, they say that if we have to come back to life, which they did not believe, but then we will also have there the things we will better than the Muslims also. Though they were non-believers, but they claim that they are going to have better things and they'll enjoy more. So on that Allah Ta'ala asks, from where have you come with this? Where in the world is the criminal and the law-abiding person treated the same? The person who observes the laws of Allah Ta'ala, he gets his rewards accordingly. And the one who breaks the laws of Allah Ta'ala gets his punishment accordingly. And these people were total non-believers. They did not, they believed in their idols and associated partners with Allah. Yet they claim that they are going to have the same benefits as the Muslims. So Allah Ta'ala posed various questions which we did yesterday. Further Allah Ta'ala says, سَلْهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ بِذَلِكَ زَعِيمٌ. پوچھ ان سے کون سا کون انسان میں اس کا ذمہ لیتا ہے. Ask them, who is it amongst you who is taking this responsibility that on the day of Qiyamah you are going to get better than the Muslims? Is there anyone amongst you who is going to take the responsibility? This is just like the mice saw the cat always comes and eats them up. So they had a meeting and they said, we will put a bell around the cat so that we know from before when the cat comes. And then we'll have enough time to run away. So the question came, who is going to put the bell? Nobody wants to take the responsibility to go near the cat because they know what will happen to the cat, to the mice, if they just go near it. So yeah, also they made all these claims, but who is going to take, who is there anyone prepared to take that responsibility? And in the court of Allah, and he says that we must get exactly what law-abiding people got. We are the worst criminals. We did not even believe in the law. And now we must get equal or better than what the law-abiding servants must get. أَمْ لَهُمْ شُرَكَىٰ. Kya unke waaste koi shareek hai? Or have they got any partners which they claim? That their idols have got partners. And these partners of theirs will bail them out, will help them and come to their aid. Have they got any such partners? فَلْيَأْتُوا بِشُرَكَائِهِمْ إِنْ كَانُوا صَادِقِينَ. پھر تو چاہیے کہ لے آئے اپنے شریکوں کو اگر وہ سچے ہیں. If they have got partners, let them bring their partners. Who are these people who is going to bail them out and who is going to help them? In other words, they've got nothing to stand on. They got nothing whatsoever, and they are going to be punished severely by Allah Ta'ala for disbelieving in Allah. After Allah's signs have been made so clear, Allah has revealed the whole Quran Sharif, has sent so many Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, and still they disbelieve, then they will get that severe punishment from Allah Ta'ala. Further, Allah refers to a certain particular event and scene that will take place on the day of Qiyamah. So Allah Ta'ala says, يَوْمَ يُكْشَفُ عَنْ سَاقِهُ وَيُدْعَوْنَ إِلَى السُّجُودِ فَلَا يَسْتَطِعُونَ. جس دن کے کھل جاوی پندلی اور وہ بلائی جائے سجدہ کرنے کو پھر نہ کر سکے. On the day of Qiyamah, one of the events of the day of Qiyamah, that Allah Ta'ala will open his shin, that is the calf. Allah will show that to the people. The meaning of this, only Allah knows that how it will be, that Allah will open his calf and show it to the people. Our actual belief in with regard to this is that this will happen. How it will happen, we don't know. Just like, for example, Allah says that He has got a hand. Na'uzu billah, the hand of Allah is not like our hands. Allah is completely free from qualities like what we have. It shows the power of Allah, the other ulama explained. Or that Allah Ta'ala istawa ala al-arsh, is sitting on the throne. That na'uzu billah, Allah is not like a human being sitting on a throne, but it shows the authority and the government, and that Allah is the king, He is in power. just like this, that Allah will display His calf, His shin. This is, if you take the physical meaning, then that is Allah knows what the meaning is and how it will be. Otherwise it shows, that it explained that it will be a special nur that Allah Ta'ala will come out from Allah Ta'ala. And by that nur, everyone will go into sajda. Everyone in this world who made sajda to Allah Ta'ala sincerely will make sajda. So that Allah Ta'ala will show on the day of Qiyamah. And any person who got the enjoyment of sajda in this world, he will know what that enjoyment will be to prostrate and fall into sajda when Allah will be there, and that nur of Allah will have engulfed the whole place, and what enjoyment a person will get in making that sajda. But these people, وَيُدْعَوْنَ إِلَى السُّجُودِ, or وَبُلَائِ جَائِنْ سَجْدَ كَرْنَيْكُ, and they were called to make sajda. That is, in this world also, we were called to make namaz. We are called to make sajda to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Those who make their sajda sincerely for Allah, they will be able to make sajda on the day of Qiyamah. But those who were hypocrites, who did not have iman, and just to show the people we are also Muslims, they also came to the masjid, they also made namaz, but in their heart they were not happy, they did not believe. Those people will not be able to make sajda on the day of Qiyamah. Their backs will become solid, like a piece of a log of wood or steel, that they won't be able to turn their backs at all. They will desire from their heart at that time, seeing that nur of Allah, also to fall down and make sajda to Allah. But they won't be able to bend their backs 1 millimeter also. They will be deprived. So when the munafiqs will be deprived, the non-believers are going to be deprived even more. And that will be a great punishment also for them, that they'll see everyone making sajda to Allah, and yet they are standing and they cannot make sajda. فَلَا يَسْتَطِعُونَ پِرْ نَا كَرْ سَكِي. They won't be able to make the sajda. And at that time, their condition, the munafiqs, the hypocrites and the non-believers, خَاشِعَةً أَبْصَارُهُمْ جُكِي پَرِي ہُوِي هُونگِ اُنْكِ آنْكَي. Their eyes will be just cast down. In shame, they won't be able to look up also. They will be just looking down at that time, and the shame that they have, that they will want to make sajda desperately, but they won't be able to. وَتَرْحَقُهُمْ ذِلَّةِ چَرْعَاتِ هُوگِ اُن پَرْ ذِلَّةِ. And they will be greatly disgraced and humiliated. Yeah, we can take one masala also into consideration. Today, just for small excuses, many times young people also, healthy people, sit on the chair and make their namaz. As long as we can make sajda, we should not sit on the chair. When a person can't help it, helpless, he's got such problems, etc., and he can't go down and make sajda, he will be excused. But just for small, petty things, people just little tired, little back pain slightly, and they sit on the chair and they don't make namaz, making sajda. But when a person has got a genuine reason, then of course there is no problem with that whatsoever. But otherwise, we should make sajda on the ground. There is nothing more greater and honorable for a human being that he puts down his forehead in front of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. وَقَدْ كَانُوا يُدْعَوْنَ إِلَى السُّجُودِ. Or pehle unko bulate rahe sajda karne ko. And before these people were called, come make sajda, make namaz, submit yourself to Allah Ta'ala. And sajda must be the physical sajda also, where we go down and we make sajda. And it must be a spiritual one also, that as we surrender to Allah, we are gone down in sajda. That person, now he can't see what's around him, who is coming, what. He has surrendered to Allah Ta'ala. Like that, spiritually, we must surrender to Allah Ta'ala. Not we are in sajda, and we are thinking still of a million and one things outside of namaz. No, we must surrender to Allah Ta'ala. So these people were called to make sajda, they did not respond. وَهُمْ سَالِمُونَ اور وہ تھے اچھے خاصے. They had no excuse. They were healthy, hale and healthy. Not that they were old people, back problem, knee problem, or any other problem. They were hale and healthy, but they did not make sajda. Or because of their pride, they sat on a chair. And this also, For in the Christians also, there was first sajda in them. But when they started sitting on chairs, eventually the whole church got full of chairs. And then everyone sits on chairs and makes and whatever their worship is. This must not happen. We also, at one time, there were no chairs in our masjids. But slowly they started and they are increasing. We must be careful. And then padded chairs also started coming, making it more comfortable. But where a person needs it, there is absolutely no problem. He's got a back problem, he can't sit down, by all means he's permitted. But we just must not just see this and we also just follow suit without any real excuse.